I think this is on. I think this is also at the G20. One reporter was like, "Hey, you still are keeping Donald Trump's like steel tariffs,
right?
On China." It's like when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions. How do you justify that? Because they are sanctions; they're acts of war. Biden's response was 120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
Need time.
Said, well,
need time. Yeah. Was he sleeping?
Time.
This sounds like when you're like.
There's a video of it.
This sounds like if your grandpa was like, "Hey, I'm gonna get you ice cream sometime this summer, and it's August," and you're like, "Grandpa, can we go to the ice cream shop? You told me you'd take me," and he's like, "Need time. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. 120 days. Need time. Get a part-time job. Handprint resumes. Kids these days.
How do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
Why did he say it like that?
120 days. Give me a break. Or Gotham City will fall.
Yeah, he sounds like Harrison Ford or something.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like when you were a kid and you would go to a sleepover for like a long weekend and you'd be talking with your friends so much that you kind of have lost your voice at the end. But also, like, yeah. If you're old, yeah. You should know how to not do that
anymore.
If you've
done 6 podcasts in one day or whatever. Yeah.
120 days. I just got back from a Coldplay concert. I screamed my voice away. I need a chamomile tea.
Sorry,
beans, what the fuck?
I've been up all night eating children at the G7 summit.
Been up all night to get some. Been up all night to get lucky.
120 days. Or the blood of an innocent.
Yeah, he's a monster.
You know, what we were talking about earlier with the bike. It sounds like that the bike shop owner had a prime opportunity to get a cushy government gig, grift the government a little bit, take back some of the tax money that was stolen from him, and instead decided to undercharge himself and give the government an absolutely steep discount on this bike. And for that, I have to say, that is a major cuck move.
Yeah,
I think if we had Cuck of the Week, he would win Cuck of the Week. Because what are you doing? Yeah, just charge the regular price for it at best.
This guy, Belanky, actually wrote on his social media, when your country calls, you answer. And it's like, no, when your country calls, you charge them out the fucking asshole for any services rendered. You quadruple your prices instantly. You know, get your social media guy to change the prices on the website like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell them that it's like, well, you know, I have a lot of other people who've already paid, you know, some citizens who need bikes to ride to their jobs at the orphanage. So if you want to cut the line, it's going to cost you double. And then also I was supposed to have a holiday this week, so you know you got to pay time and a half for me, and also my employees were supposed to have a week off, so if I'm going to bring them in, I should give them time and a half. Just
exactly.
Keep going down the list, make up whatever. The government will probably pay it.
If you're a fucking small business owner, like, don't rip off regular people. Like, you're a monster if you do that, but do rip off the government. That's you know, at every turn, it's always the right thing to do, even if you're already some petty bourgeois piece of shit.
Yeah, get as much money as you possibly can.
Take a fucking page from Floyd Mayweather, who called himself, what did he say, like the king of legalized bank robbery? Like, he already has more money than anyone ever needs. But when he was like, well, I could make hundreds of millions of dollars just for people giving me money to watch me pretend to fight. Why would I ever not do that?
Speaking of incredible cash grabs and the incredible spectacle of things like the Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul fight, who I kept thinking that was the Jake Paul fight because
no,
the Paul brothers
are
all they're all one person to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're just two sides of the same coin. But the cash grab I want to talk about is an NBC show called Ultimate Slip and Slide, which had to halt production because apparently there was an explosive diarrhea outbreak on set.
What?
Multiple cast and crew members tested positive for Giardia, and multiple people on set report a mad dash for the porta potties, where over 40 people, let me remind you, working on a show about riding giant slip and slides.
Mm-hmm.
It all simultaneously experienced a bout of chronic diarrhea.
Yeah, now, like, my imagination, I think also, not even my imagination, there was, like, an article about this, and the art they used for it was, like, an image of someone on a slip and slide, and then like the water was brown. So like I pictured people sliding on a slip and slide and then having diarrhea as it happened. And I don't think that seems to have actually happened, but I want to imagine that it did.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the jokes on this one write themselves, and it's a little too gross for me to sit around and be like, ha ha, somebody made messy shit on the slip and slide. But I just... It seems a little too perfect, right? It seems like this might almost be a viral marketing campaign where the people at NBC are like, what if we told everybody that the slip and slide show got the messy doo-doo times?
Yeah. Maybe they're just thinking that enough people will be like, messy shits. Seriously, though, that sounds fun. A slip and slide show? I think I'll tune in for that one. Sounds
good. I'm going to watch it. Yeah. And also, you know, I think maybe they're just like, the average NBC viewer is probably going to think Giardia means jardinera and be like, oh, I love spicy dip.
it sounds nice. You know, it's provocative. So maybe they'll want to tune in for that.
Yeah.
Who knows? We have no idea what people want anymore. We're grasping at straws here.
Yeah. They're just like, what if people rode a giant slip and slide? What about the ultimate coaster survivor challenge? Last one on the roller coaster island wins $1 million. Like, they really don't know anymore. They're like rolling dice and throwing darts at a fucking dartboard.
There's a lot of shows like that.
They're just playing Mad Libs and like doing random chance games to like string like adjectives together with nouns and be like skydiving in your underwear telethon. Like,
yeah, there's some show on ABC that I keep seeing ads for that is like called Holy Moly, I think, and it's some kind of like extreme stunt like putt-putt golf show. Like, oh, and there's also shows that are like American Ninja Warrior, where you're like jumping across like foam obstacles.
Right. I like shows.
Yeah, those
like
are fun. Yeah. But it's funny that there's like so many of them.
Holy Moly should be a show where Christian veterinarians try to convert the most moles' hearts toward the love of Jesus as possible in a weekend.
Probably a few hundred moles towards Christ if you show them the loving light.
How many mole souls did you save today, Bryce? How many did you save today, Jason?
Bryce, I'm sorry, it's not enough. You are the least holy moly.
You are the weakest priest. Goodbye.